Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Smoking Simian podcast. I am your host. The word I just creeped out of my mouth. That was very weird. But anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in, as always, on these Monday mornings. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episodes. Mr. Glenn Goldsborough, thank you so much for coming on. I'm sure you don't listen to any of my other episodes. I don't even know if you listen to that one, but, thank you so much for coming on. That was a phenomenal conversation. And I hope you guys that listened to it enjoyed it, because shit, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed having it. I enjoy having these conversations with people. You know, that's part of growing with this. I didn't really think I'd ever enjoy having, you know, random conversations with people. Especially with microphones in front of each other, you know what I'm saying? Especially people, well, I guess I should say, like, people, like, you know, that aren't my friends or within my circle or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just to, like, invite somebody over and just have a conversation about something. It's a phenomenal way to learn things. You know, it really is. It's a phenomenal way to learn things because you're getting it right from the source. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking, for just using last week as an example, I was speaking to a former detective. So he had plenty to say regarding the policing system, things that I wanted to be more knowledgeable on. You know, again, I had Mr. Tom DiAgostino on, and he spoke about, he's a paranormal investigator, musician as well, but a paranormal investigator. Super interesting. Things that I just want to learn more about. It's a phenomenal way to do it. And you don't need a podcast to do it. All you need to do is network and find somebody to have these conversations with. If it's things that are interesting to you. I just like interesting people. I think I've realized that. I don't have a high tolerance for regular people, like people, everyday people or something like that. Or people like that, I should say. You know, those things, those everyday people that want to talk about bullshit. Essentially, that's what I'm trying to get at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to talk about, you know, the weather or politics or the state. You know, I don't want to talk about, you know, Tom Brady or any of these. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care. And if I do want to talk about this, if I do want to talk about those things, it's not going to be with some random motherfucker I just met. It's going to be with people I want to do it with, essentially. But no, it's great to speak to somebody. And if you want to learn something, the best way to do it is to speak to somebody. Like speak to an expert. Talk to an expert. The next best thing is to, I would say, listen to conversations about the expert or different interviews. That's something that I've always done. Anybody that I found interesting, you know, a person, Hunter S. Thompson, for example, I'm looking at a poster, Jimi Hendrix right next to him, Muhammad Ali to the left, Frank Sinatra, you know what I'm saying? Like all these things, you just look them up. You want to learn more about them. You want to see interviews. You want to see their words. You want to see them speak candidly about things. You know what I'm saying? See them outside of their element just a little bit, just to see that they're human, just to see how they are as a human and see how it attributes to whatever they've created, their greatness. Those three people I just named are great, or those four people, I should say. They're synonymous with greatness, you know what I'm saying? So I forgot how I got on this whole topic, but either way, I was saying how learning things, this is the best way to fucking learn things, I'm telling you. Speaking with an individual. It definitely is one of the best ways. I always say that the best way to learn things is to jump right in and mess things up a lot. Definitely. But, you know, second best is probably speaking with an expert and picking their brain and learning. If you have a way to do it, and if you can organize a way to do it, then that's phenomenal. I think it's great. It's great. That's why I think apprenticeships are a phenomenal, like, phenomenal. I keep using the same words. Phenomenal. Great. Awesome. apprenticeships, like the way trades do it, this isn't my own thoughts. This is a friend of mine, who's brought this up to me, but it's like, everything should be that way. In the trades, right? You go to school, you learn a little bit about it, hands-on the whole time, which is important. And then right into get a job, you have to be an apprentice. So that means you have to work under somebody. So that guy, all you do is talk to him. All you do is work with him all day for years, probably. I don't know. I'm not sure how long it takes to, you know, be licensed in certain trades or whatever. But I think everything should be like that. Mentor is super, super necessary. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to find a mentor, somebody who will, you know, pass on their wealth of knowledge, especially if you're not in the circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're somebody who's out on the outside and wants to learn about finance, go ahead. Go find a finance guy. Go find a corporate finance guy or a hedge fund manager or a stockbroker. Go ask them, hey, you got any time to tell me? No, it's impossible. It's not impossible, but it's highly unlikely. How about that? It's it's very hard to do. It's hard to – that's why I'm super blessed and super excited to see the people who I can get on here and who I can learn from, who I can laugh with, who I can, you know, go through all different types of emotions with. You know, and that's great. And this is episode 70. I probably should have said that a little earlier on. This is episode 70. This is pretty cool. You know, I'm not one for milestones or anything. This is, you know, 70. Who cares? It's not even anything. But just to think that it's been, I don't know, 6 or 7 months. And it's just been a steady thing. I haven't really been thinking about numbers. Every once in a while, I'll post something, you know. But it really doesn't mean anything to me. Maybe it does a little bit because I'm posting it, and I kind of want, you know, I want people to see it. I want you guys to see it, you know, because there's nothing, none of it happens without you guys. You know what I'm saying? Those download, one time I put up the 2,000 download mark. That's awesome. You know, at 70 episodes, 2,000 downloads, woohoo. You know, there's going to be a point in time where 2,000 downloads is like, you know, I should wipe my ass with 2,000 downloads. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to get that every episode. Half an episode should get 2,000 downloads. But anyway, that's beside the point. You know, it's just when you're in it, when you're doing it, you don't really think about anything else. You don't think about numbers. You don't think about anything like that, unless you want to plan something and it's like, all right, that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's been dope. It's been awesome learning how to do this. It's been awesome. And when I say how to do this, I mean learn how to speak better, I should say. Learn how to get better as a host. Learn how to podcast. Learn how to just kind of talk and rant. And I'm obviously still learning. You guys listen to me. I'm over here, and not knowing what to say sometimes. But, I feel like I've progressed. At 70 episodes, I can't imagine what I'll be at double this, 140. Regardless of who I have in front of me, I'm going to be that much better of a conversationalist and host. And that's really what I'm just, you know, that's what I'm trying to focus on. I'm trying to focus on getting good at this, getting good at the craft. The tech stuff I suck at. That, I'll say, it's a learning thing, and it's great, and it's stuff that I'm learning about, but it's like school shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going in the ear and out the other. As soon as I get somebody on this, as soon as I can afford it, if somebody wants to do this shit for free, let's do it, baby. Come on, life boost. Life boost's paying up lately. You know what I'm saying? So, I just said they're paying me, but I'm going to make you do it for free. Yeah, you do it for free, and I'll just keep getting paid. You do all the shit that I don't want to do, the headache, and you get to sit next to me. So if anybody wants to take me up on that offer, just, you know, hit the line. The social media accounts are everywhere. You guys let me know about that. But another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, in lieu of all this lovely got to 70 talk, and I don't, you know, it's been, it hasn't felt like anything, and it's been phenomenal the whole way. It has, and I've been learning, and it's phenomenal, but phenomenal. But I want to say a few things about the word. Here we go, the big word, procrastination. Procrastination. This is something that we all deal with, but me, I am definitely in the highest percentile. I will procrastinate to the very last. I see it as a challenge. I do. I see it as a challenge. Wait, hold on. We have the whole semester to do this? All right. Give me a week. Give me 6 days. I'll do it in 6 days, right? Because that other day you're like, you know what? I can bang it out. You convince yourself. When you're a real procrastinator, you convince yourself to go a little bit more and a little bit more. But here's the hot take this Monday morning that I hope you guys listen to, some of you procrastinators out there. And I'm not talking about the extra lazy ones. And yes, I can get very lazy. We can all get very lazy. But when it comes to procrastinating, to me, it's almost like an exercise. Not always. Not always. In fact, right now, it's not. This is not an example. But I am recording this episode at 10:40 at night on a Sunday, right? I normally don't do that. I'm normally on the ball with it. But I procrastinated like a motherfucker. And it wasn't on purpose. Sometimes I do it on purpose. Like I said, it's like a challenge. Sometimes I do it on purpose. But now, this is not on purpose. You know, I should have just had this done. This is just me fucking off. But what I'm talking about, in reverse to that, the positive to procrastination, if you use it the right way, is that you kind of back yourself into a corner. If this makes sense. Now, follow me, people. Follow me. Where is the only way out of a corner? Straight. You got to go straight through. And when I go straight through, when I put that kind of pressure on myself, it works for me. And I'm sure that it works for some of you people as well. And I want to let you know that you are not alone. Not preaching for procrastination, but the idea of backing yourself into a corner, you know what I'm saying? Kind of going broke, you know what I'm saying, if that makes sense. Going the fuck broke. Going, you know, not being able to go anywhere because, you know, you are not in any position to do so. That builds calluses. It builds character as well. And for me, I do my best work when I do that. I do my best work every time. Listen, I had a project in middle school, right? It was called the iSearch. And the teacher was like, this is going to be a hard project. This is your first. It was like, what was it? Eighth grade. And it was like a hard project. And everybody, you know, got started on it early. And it was our first step in doing it. It was our first time doing a research paper, essentially. It was going to be a lengthy research paper. It was going to be double spaced or something like that. But we had to do research for it, and it had to be so many pages, maybe 3 or 4 pages or something like that. And it was our first time doing it. So it was big. It was a lot of our grade. It was, I don't know how, it might have been 20% of our grade that quarter. And it was brutal. It was mean. And I put it off. I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it at all. But everybody's like, oh, Russian. Oh, yeah. And this isn't a point in time where I, you know, was consciously thinking, I'm going to do this on purpose because not only do I know that I can do it quicker than everybody else, but, you know, I feel like doing that, I'll do better. I'll do better if I do it that way. I wasn't thinking that at all. I just was being an asshole in the eighth grade who didn't want to do anything. You know, I was starting to get angsty, right? In the eighth grade, you get angsty. You don't know what to do with yourself, so I didn't want to do school. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. So this iSearch was coming around. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I was still kind of a good student and a good kid, but I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do this big paper. And everybody's like, oh, you got to do it. And the teacher's like, listen, it's going to be hard. And it is a big portion of your grade. But, you know, if you get this much, if you get like a 60 on it, if you get a 50 on it, if you get between a 50 and a 60, that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? That's good. And it's going to be graded like that. You know, it's going to be graded separately. Like, you'll get a 50 or a 60 on it in real life, we'll say. But in this person's class, in this teacher's class, she said, you know, it's gonna count for more than what it really is. Just because you got it to that and you're using a rubric. It might have been an advanced rubric. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a 50 or 60 on that rubric, maybe in middle school it's a 70 or 80. Saying something like that. So she's like, 50 60, you know, that's good. And I'm late. I'm not handing this bitch in at all. People are handing it in, and I'm not handing a goddamn thing in. No, nothing. It's, you know, days at a time. And she's like, all right, I'm gonna start taking points off. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. And it was you know, I think I ended up doing it. I did it in a day, dude. I there were points where you had to interview people. And I didn't do any interviews. I sat in Mr. Torti's room, right? He was a wrestling coach. I had Bobby Origi on. They co-coached together. Well, Torrey's the head coach, Ricky's the co-head coach, whatever. I sat in that room all day. He let me sit in there all day. He was coaching baseball, doing baseball tryouts. He's like, I'm going to be here all day. I got to come back here at 4 or 5 or whatever. So you just sit here. And I typed, type long, just sat there making things up, dude. I remember, like, I don't even know what my topic was in the iSearch. I don't know what your topic even could be. But I had to interview somebody, and I pretended to interview my grandmother. And I was like, oh, you know, I made up some story about her. You know, living in fascist Italy, but she was a child during all that time. So she technically did live through it, but whatever. But it was believable. It was very believable. Bro, I hand the thing in. I get a 70 on the rubric, on the advanced rubric. So that's got to count for a lot. But I was so late that I got a 50. I got 20 points taken off because I was so late. So there is a huge example for where procrastination is terrible. But the reason why I told that whole story is because at that moment, I realized my powers. I realized that I could bang some shit out in a small period of time. And it gave me this, like, almost sense of freedom, I guess. This sense of whatever. I don't need to do it in that time period. I can do a whole bunch of other stuff in this time period. And that's just, maybe for me, that was my defining moment there. And now that's kind of how I do things. And it's also why I don't get some things done, if I'm being honest. It's a 50-50 thing. It really is. And I'm sure there's people out there that think like this as well. They're like, you know, I can just bang this stuff out. And if you continuously prove yourself, if you prove to yourself that that's true, then you're just going to keep doing it. But again, I do think some healthy stress is important. And if you can get something like this, some kind of a, if you already have this way of thinking that I do, this similar way of thinking, if you can use that to, you have to combat it still. If you're still lazy and you're not doing anything and you're not getting anything done and you're, you know, eighth grade me, you know what I'm saying? And you're getting, you finally get it done and it's really nice, but people are like, I'm not going to pay you as much, or I'm not going to recommend you to anybody, or I'm not going to tell anybody to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing as losing those 20 points. You feel me? I took too long. It wasn't there on time. It wasn't done on time, or whatever the case may be. So you got to know your limits, obviously, and it's not the healthiest thing to do. But if you can hone that kind of idea of backing yourself into a corner, and you give yourself these calluses and these experiences, then you can just scale that, and you can do bigger and crazier things. All right, I was able to write a term paper that was supposed to take a month. I did a whole bunch of other things, and I did that in a week. Okay, now I'm going to move to another state and I'm going to do this. Now I'm going to open a business. And now you're just boom, 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 boom. And it's just bigger and bigger and greater risks. I think it just helps callus you. And when you do those things, when you move to another state, when you start a new business, at the beginning, you're backing yourself into a wall and you're forced to do some kind of work. What makes you hungry? What causes hunger? What causes hunger? Being hungry, right? You can say it backwards. You can say it the other way around. What makes you hungry? Hunger. What causes hunger? Being hungry. So if you can back yourself into that goddamn wall, back yourself into that corner, I guarantee you sometimes, I can sometimes guarantee you, it's not a guarantee at all. You'll be surprised with what you can do. You'll be surprised with what you can do with your back against the goddamn wall. We're going to survive. We're going to find a way to do it. You know, you see it all the time. People take odd jobs. People do this just to put food on the table. So there's no difference as long as you, you're determining the corner that you're putting yourself in. And now that I've rambled on about some shit that I, was thinking about, I guess we got Life Boost Coffee. Life Boost Coffee. Life Boost Coffee, 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 life boost, life boost, low acid, life boost, coffee. Central America, mile in the sky on a mountain. Grown a mile in the sky on a mountain. Grown, grown. No fungi, no buildup, no mycotoxins. Shit's good for you. Drink it all up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about that, Life Boost? You ever have anybody sing? You ever have anybody spit bars about your coffee? You guys ever have a coffee that makes you spit bars? You guys are nuts. If you have not yet taken this beautiful advantage that I'm giving to you guys of getting this Life Boost coffee. Some of you guys have never even heard of Life Boost coffee until me. Now, you know my deal. You click that goddamn link. Me and Life Boost, we're tight. You see this bird? I have that bird upstairs, the real one. That bird, the picture that they took to draw that bird, he's upstairs. So he's in a cage. He's chilling, eating crackers. You guys got to take advantage of this. Take advantage of it. Click the link in my bio. Get the coffee. You're not going to get it. There's nothing. No bad things are going to happen to you if you get this coffee. Nothing. Nothing is going to happen. You're getting 50% off. Half off. Half off. That's like getting another one of these. You know what I'm saying? That's like I was like, bing, and another one popped in front. Whoa, Life Boost twice. That's basically what you're doing when you order. Basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's BOGO. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't need to hear me ramble on about how phenomenal it is, but it is phenomenal. It's great. There's no heartburn. There's no coffee breath. There's no gugh, gugh feeling. You know, that's the best way I describe it. The gugh, gugh that coffee gives you. Nobody wants that. It doesn't, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist in Life Boost world. So enough of me. You don't need to hear me say it. You see me drink it on here. You see me give it to other people. I spike it sometimes. I give them a little something, the sheep dip in there. You know what I'm saying? A little something else. But nonetheless, click the link. Get your discount by clicking get discount once you get on the site, and get your Life Boost. Get your life together with Life Boost coffee. Also, obsessive aggression. If you want to punch people, if you're already punching people and you need some gloves, you want to punch bags, you want to get in shape, right? You want to do crazy things with your life, go ahead and click the link to obsessiveaggression.com. Get yourself some 16-ounce premium boxing gloves in my first drop. They're custom-made by me, okay? They're me. They're mine. I made them, okay? It's me. That's me tapping my chest because it's on my heart. My heart and soul is on that website and into those gloves, into every pair. You understand me? You understand me? All one word, yunda. So, obsessiveaggression.com, guys. Check it out. That's, It's my thing, and I want you guys to be a part of it. You guys are listeners. I want you guys to tell everybody about Obsessive Aggression. Anybody that you know, tell them all about it, because we're coming, and it's only our first drop. We have the 16-ounce gloves. You can do whatever you want with them. And, yeah, so that's it for the ads. What was I talking about before? Yeah, self-induced. Self-induced stress sometimes is good if you can control it. You know, don't go down deep, dark holes and remember all the horrible things that happen in your life and everyone else's lives around you. Don't do that. That's not a good thing. I am not an advocate for that. But I am an advocate for making things a little tougher than they need to be. Think about it. We always do it in the gym, right? If you already lift weights, you always add a little bit more weight. Sometimes when you're not supposed to, you hurt yourself. Right? That's like the equivalent of doing too much, not knowing your limits. You know what I'm saying? And you fail at something. So just with extreme repercussions, you slip a disc, right? Now you look like Quasimodo, right? You look like you're walking around, you're all messed up, nobody wants to look at you. And then you end up just being one of those greeters at Walmart or something, you know, being a cashier, being a bag boy. You're 48. It's all because you wanted to deadlift 320. You were with the boys. Hey, let's do it. Oh, I ain't deadlifting. Come on, we all go together. It's the first time we lifted in years. We were kids. Crank. Broken ass back. Now you're, hi, welcome to Walmart. Goddamn, you know what happened to me. Slinky back. So you don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen. But a little self-induced stress is good. It really is. You know, obviously we want to mitigate unwanted stress. We want to mitigate the hard things, right? The things, a lot of unwanted stress is us overthinking. Some of us have, you know, overly active brains, or we just have anxiety, and that's understandable. And things are, you know, that makes things harder for others. But things need to be tough. Things need to be tough. I'm realizing it more and more every day. Things need to be tough. I see it with myself. I see it with myself. When I'm sitting around too long, it's like, all right, this is not good. As much as I want to do this, I need to do something else. You know what I'm saying? As much as I want to sit around and be a bum, I need to go ahead and do some shit. And it's sometimes it's tough. You know, I can't believe the impact that coronavirus and the shutdowns of the gyms and me just not, you know, going to the gym as often and staying up on my health. I can't believe how much that has just for a year, how much that has affected my reboot, my growth now, my new growth into, you know, being concerned with my health in a good way. You know, going to the gym and making a routine out of it and eating the right things and that type of stuff. It's harder now. It is much harder now. It is. It's, and I'm not going to lie about it. It is. It's just, it's harder. It's that much harder. You take a year off of it. And it's crazy because I've been working out since I was in middle school. You know what I'm saying? I had weights in my garage. We got them for free. I was lifting weights in my garage. I had dumbbells. You know what I'm saying? I was doing that. And I was, you know, training. I was wrestling, or I was doing karate. I was doing all these other things. So, like, I was always active. And then even after that, now I go to the gym. I've been going to the gym since I was, like, as soon as I could drive, I was able to go to a gym. So, you know, 15 to, you know, 16, we'll say, 16 to 23. What's that, 7 years? 7 years of consistent work, plus all the other years of being a kid and just being active. All it took was a year to wipe it out. To wipe out the whole brain, the whole mindset about it. All it took was a year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that's the case for everybody, but I know it is the case for a lot of people. We all took it as a time to say, you know what? Nobody's doing anything. Fuck it. Fuck it. I'll sit back and do this. And some of us started other things. Some of us started something else with our time. But people just stopped, you know. One big thing is people stopped caring about their health. And it's crazy. In a health crisis. Right? People stopped caring about their health in a health crisis. People just, during quarantine, people just ordered their groceries or they ordered food, right? Sometimes when you order food, you don't normally get, you know, nice healthy things. You don't get salads and carrots, you know what I'm saying, and celery strings dipped in lemongrass vinaigrette. You know, nobody gets that shit. When you order out, you want some bad shit for you. So, plus all the gyms being closed, and for a lot of people, me included, it's an environment thing. If you're going to go lift weights and be healthy, you want to be in a place, in a gymnasium. You know what I'm saying? That's where the Greeks, it's a Greek word, the gymnasium. I forget exactly what it means, but I think it translates into, you know, a place to get yoked, ripped, and in shape, you know? But, yeah, so for me, backing myself into a corner, it works. Backing myself into a corner. That's why sometimes I jump at things. You know, when I had John Amore on, he's like, you know, it's not great to start. His view was that it wasn't great to start a whole bunch of new things at once. And for me, I'm realizing that that's also true, but the things that you, because what happens is when you do that, if you pick, say, five new things, what happens is some of those things diminish, but you end up being really good at three of them, right? So it's almost like aiming for this much, but settling for this much. It's like negotiating high, but ending up in somewhere in the middle, which is what you wanted anyway. So there is some value in it. There is some value in it. But I would only suggest it if you know your limits. Some people don't. Some people, know their limits, and they're like, there's no way I could do that. I like to go bit by bit, piece by piece, you know, and that's great. Do whatever the fuck makes you successful. Do whatever works. Do whatever works. But for me, I love chaos. I love clutter, right? I love shit. I love it. I love things all over the place. I love just, you know, there's wires all in here, and there's, you know, I'm going to have things. I love that type of thing. I don't know why. Maybe because that's what my mind is. It's just a crazy clutter of mayhem and things that I think about all the time, you know? Maybe that's just how I am. But I will say the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because I know there's people, just like any time I want to talk about it, I want to be transparent with you guys, and I want to reach that person that agrees with me, that sees themselves like this. That's really what it is. That's why I bring certain topics to attention, certain things that just, you know, boil inside of me sometimes. Not boil in a bad way, but I just think about them, and it's like, let me get this out there. Things we just learn about ourselves every day. Every day. It's not like I just wake up and I'm like, all right, on the podcast, I'm going to talk about procrastination today. That's what I'm going to do. No, it's like, what have I been thinking about for the past 2 or 3 days? What have I been thinking about all this morning? You know what I'm saying? What have I been thinking about all today? You know, what's been going on in my mind? What happened recently that I could talk about? You know, what am I just naturally thinking about? And if nothing comes to mind, then it's like, okay, let me pick something. Right, let me pick something. Or I just come on here and I think out loud. And that's kind of what happens. But, you know, there's times where a lot of this is just me talking out loud. That's really what it is. It's just me speaking whatever it's me thinking but talking. It's weird. It is very weird. And that's why I'm going to end this now because I want to. I want to, okay? I just want to end it. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm going to stop being weird for 2 minutes and close this show out. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Smoking Simian yet again, starting your Mondays with these nice 30-minute pockets. Sometimes I go a little to 40, you know, sometimes I have a little more to say. I hope you guys like these. I really do. This is episode 70. It's pretty cool. That I've even gotten the amount of downloads that I've gotten. And I was joking around saying that, you know, one day it's going to be nothing, 2,000 downloads. But right now, it means the world. It really does. And I want you guys to tell everybody you know about us. Tell everybody you know about The Smoking Simian. All the people that you know, every single one that you could imagine that you've ever known and that you could know and that you could think of. Think about jobs, doctors, you know, people who came over and did work on the house, family, you know, their friends that they brought to cookouts and shit that you thought were weird that nobody fucked with, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that. Your friends, their family, their, you know, family friends that they brought to cookouts that they thought were weird, and then maybe you met them when you were at that cookout. All that, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those things. Tell all those people about the Smoking Simian podcast. Tell them that I'm practically giving away Life Boost coffee. And yeah, so go ahead and do that, and make sure you follow me on everything that I do. Follow my every waking moment and move on Twitter. Make sure you follow it, you know, that same sequence of words that I had just said. Make sure you follow that on Instagram as well, and also on YouTube at Tones Production. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you write some comments, because I think that's the best way for you guys to tell me if you guys like this stuff or not. And that's it. That's it. Tell everybody about us. Follow the show. Subscribe. Do all the things that fans do. All right? I want some fans. Can I have some fans, please? This is time. 70 episodes. What am I doing this for? I'm playing. I love my audience. I love you guys. I don't know any of them. I know some of you, but I don't know all of you. And all I know is that it's going to keep getting bigger and it's going to keep growing. And it's a nice slow burn, nice slow drip. That's what I like. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? I want it. I don't want nothing too fast. What's fast don't last. And we ain't fucking with that. So Thank you guys for listening to me ramble about nonsense yet again on this Monday morning. I will talk to you on Thursday. Peace.